When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Blog Talk Radio.
I never thought
I'm happy here with you.
Yeah.
Be the one to hold my heart.
Not the best.
Things happen to me in the past. Things will still scare me.
I hope that you see her.
Do you know this woman?
She's gonna find me.
Katie, I'm in love with you. I'm not gonna give up.
It's everything that I was afraid of, but I'm not running anymore.
There is no safer place in the world than right here with me.
Rated PG-13, opens Thursday, February 14th.
Welcome to the Variety Radio Online. Thank you all for tuning in today. We have a special guest from the movie Safe Haven in theaters February 14th. I'm your host, Michelle, here with my co-host, Gina. Joining us today is David Lyons, who plays Kevin Tierney in Safe Haven. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. David, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about the movie Safe Haven. Can you give us a little insight there?
I can give you a bit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the movie itself is a romantic thriller. Nicholas Sparks, directed by Lasse Hallström with Julianne Hough and Josh Duhamel. It's essentially like a... It is, as you'd expect from Nicholas Sparks, a love story, a redemptive love, a story of love and redemption, I guess. But unlike other aspects of Nicholas's work, it has got a thriller element as well. Mm. So it's about a young woman who is escaping a dark secret from her past and finds safety in the town of Southport, North Carolina, and in the arms of a man who's also had his own history of
right.
love and loss.
Well, David, I know that you play Kevin, and he's kind of an obsessive, abusive, alcoholic husband. With that kind of character,
yeah.
Did you do any special research, or was it hard to connect, or did you find anything special about that character that you had to kind of work on with that kind of role?
It was not an easy task in that sense. Like, I mean, he inhabits a very dark emotional space, and it was trying to imbue a character like that with a certain sense of reality. And in doing that, a lot of what I did was the research into, I mean, I don't want to get dark with it, but research into victim, into abusive relationships, usually from the perspective of the victim. There are some websites which also give you information about the abuser and so on. But then into alcoholism, addiction, all that kind of stuff. But then also Nicholas had written a very, very detailed sort of analysis of Kevin's character in Safe Haven, the book. So between all of that stuff and then my own sort of, you start to delve into the cerebral and emotional aspects of the character within yourself. Between all that, you kind of try and come up with your version of what the character, you know, Kevin Tierney is, and that's kind of what's represented on the screen there.
Right. Was it taxing emotionally?
Yes. Yeah. I laugh not because it's funny, I guess, but it was. It should go without saying that there is no part of that emotional landscape that he inhabits, which is part of my makeup. But you have to really start digging into an area in yourself which no one ever really wants to inhabit. But
yeah. There
is incredibly supportive people around Lasse Hallström, Julianne and Joshua, all these guys, working with those guys in that environment, despite the fact that in my relationship on screen with Julianne's character is pretty tumultuous, to say the very least. as an actress, she was consummate in her in the way she gave and in her professionalism in everything that she did. And between her and Lasse, who was directing us and allowing us to really breathe and explore those scenes outside of the script, it was an incredible experience for all of us, I think, even though it was imbued with this kind of, with darkness from my perspective. But,
thanks.
All right, well, you you mentioned that this isn't really just another love story. It does have a lot of thriller moments. And so I wanted to ask you, what kind of stands out? Is there any moment that's really, like, something that we're going to be really looking forward to in the movie? I mean, because I know a lot of us have read the books, because it was part great series,
Yeah, well, do you know what? I saw an early cut of it, and what I was blown away by is the chemistry between Julianne and Josh. My character doesn't really partake in any of that, so I never got to see any of it. I saw it, from a distance as they were shooting and so on, but there are some very magical moments and cinematic moments and so on, which any great love story has, but at the essence of that, and what makes it so beautiful is actually watching those two engage with each other, watching them imbue their characters with this really rich backstory and seeing how they relate. Lasse Hallström works in a way that, for this film, which was very, very spontaneous, very freeing, he kind of works with us in allowing us to explore the characters outside of the script. So a lot of it is improvised and so on. So when you watch these two in their moments, it just feels very real. And I think that's what really charmed me in watching the film. And even though I knew how the story was going to end, was just watching how these two characters fall in love. And I think that was, that's kind of the beautiful aspect. I mean, the other thing is it's shot in one of the most remarkable places in America, it would seem, down in Southport. It's just everywhere you look, it's this incredible landscape. Mm. So you put that story in this environment, you sprinkle in the thriller element, and you have the wonderful Kobe Smulders sort of doing a beautiful work in her character. You kind of go, well, this is, I really enjoyed watching the film. And I usually watch a film through my own fingers, like in excruciating sense, just watching, just hoping that I didn't muck it up. But outside of my stuff, where I was going, like, ooh, that's horrifying, I actually really loved what everyone else is doing in it, and I kind of really enjoyed it.
Well, I can tell you that from reading the book, I can't wait to see it. So, because I know that you will have, that you all will have just really brought it to life. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
But yeah, I think those three, they just, I've got nothing but praise for them. Julianne, Josh, and Toby, they're just remarkable. And I think, I'm not sure if you've spoken to the other guys, but one of the constant themes whenever we're speaking to anyone is how remarkable it was to work with Lasse and just what a remarkable soul he is. The quality of films that he creates is incredibly emotional films, incredibly engaging, very human films. He's constantly exploring this, what it is to be human, what it is to love, and what it is to feel. And I realize now that he makes those films because that's who he is as a person. So it was actually really, I know I'm sounding really,
really
effusive in praise, but he was just such an inspirational person to be around when I was there. I kind of had a fantastic experience.
That's great. Now, speaking of the South, now, Safe Haven and Revolution have been filmed in North Carolina. Do you feel like North Carolina is beginning to feel like a little bit of a second home? And have you picked up on any southern food or southern accents?
I fry everything now. We're kind of at the mercy as an acting, kind of at the mercy of wherever the production chooses to land itself. You can you can be mocking up Hungary to look like New York, so you never really know where you're going to be. I'm so lucky to be doing this in North Carolina. I've found the people there to be just so beautifully friendly, so engaging and so genuine, and the places themselves. I live down at Wrightsville Beach. I wake up every morning to the sound of the ocean, the sun beaming through the windows and the surf sort of rolling outside, and you can jump in, have a paddle, go to work, go and have food with a bunch of people that just love to laugh, and you kind of think that there's a quality of life in that area where they really rejoice in all the good stuff, like family, friends.
It's kind of that southern hospitality.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And I've been to other places in the south, and I've always felt it, but I've never actually been immersed in it. And I think that, like, from starting out in Southport, and they're incredibly lovely, lovely people. And then to move to Wilmington, which is a bigger town, I think there's about 200,000 people there, but they still have that incredibly engaging sort of familiarity, and there's no pretension. And you come from other parts of life, and there is that kind of, there is a reticence and a pretension and other things, and it's just really beautiful to be in that environment. If my friends and family were there, it would be kind of the perfect place.
That's
great. It's got everything that I have need.
That's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, David,
I feel really
abusive
right now. I don't know. I didn't mean to, like, I guess that's been pent up for a while, but I really love it. So it's been great.
We've got Southern girls here.
That's right. We're Southern girls.
Yeah, I know. Telling me. Where are you guys from?
Georgia. Michelle and I are in Atlanta. And
we shot the pilot of Revolution in Atlanta.
Yep. I know, because I recognize several places when I'm watching the show. I recognize several places, and I was like, I know where that is. it was kind of a fangirl geeky thing. And actually,
that
Amy, our producer, is from North Carolina. So yeah.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah. No, you guys do it right. You guys have the concept of the Southern hospitality, which I've heard of, it's a catchphrase almost. I was like, yeah, they're probably quite hospitable. But you actually really are. That's what's great, is when you live up to the name. So,
thank you. We try.
So you try and you succeed.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, David, we do a recap of Revolution here on the VRO as well as doing promos for movies. So we had some fans actually sent in a couple of questions about Revolution that we wanted to do real quick. And the first one they sent in was, what do you find most challenging about playing Sebastian Monroe?
The most challenging aspect is, I guess, trying to figure out within my own self, with the backstory of the character, how he got there and why he behaves the way he does. So I think that the characters, what I find interesting about the character is that the way I feel him is that he never really wanted to be where he is right now, and has found himself through a series of circumstances in this position where he's riding the tiger, where he's at the top of this great beast, which he can't quite control. If he falls off, it's going to eat him. So he's hanging on for dear life, and he's looking to Miles for help. He's looking to Miles for salvage or salvation, and he's not getting it. So where does a character like that go? There's something. That's what I find most difficult, but also most the beauty of that challenge is that Eric Kripke, the writer and creator, who's done a really beautiful job, is starting to really take this, what is essentially a we view as an evil character, and making him quite human, with human responses and human frailties. And I think that's the most difficult part, but it's also the most rewarding, if that makes sense.
Oh, it does. And my other question is, what drew you to this character? What do you draw out? How do you become this Sebastian Monroe, and with all that he's done and how he's changed in the last 15 years according to the timeline? You know, where do you get that character? Where does he come from?
Well, I think that what drew me to the character and what draws me to all of the dark characters is trying to find some light in them. I don't think anyone, like, we call them villains in a show like this, or we call them evil. But I've always kind of thought, and I'm not sure if this is naive or not, but I don't think that people go out to intentionally be evil. Not most people, not of people of sane mind. It's that the actions and the consequences of those actions are deemed evil, and then they start to, you know, follow that dark path. And I think that that kind of is what drew me to the character like Sebastian Munro, is that, yes, he is evil, but let's try and find the humanity within, and let's see what that does when you kind of look at it as a yin-yang sort of situation. Now, look, I'm not suggesting that he's redeemable or that he is a lovely guy by any means, but I think that what kind of drew me is that at the start we see a very, very jovial guy that is just very content with his place in life and has, you know, Miles, who is his only family, but it's his best mate, and, you know, and he's got all of those things which allow him to behave in a humane and respectable way, then something goes horribly wrong. And I think that for me, that dichotomy is really interesting, and that's what kind of drew me to it.
Thank you again, David, for your time today.
It was my absolute pleasure. Thank you, guys.
And if you could do a real quick promo and just say, this is David Lyons and you're listening to Variety Radio Online, we would appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. This is David Lyons and you're listening to Variety Radio Online.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the Variety Radio Online. This has been our interview with David Lyons from the new movie Safe Haven. The movie Safe Haven releases in theaters February 14th. Also, you can find them on Facebook, Safe Haven Movie, or follow all the latest on the movie with Twitter, hashtag Safe Haven. Remember also to check us out. We are the Variety Radio Online. Our website is thevro.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at thevro.
Do you love movies, music, books, television? You do? Then come on over to the VRO on Blog Talk Radio. We have shows for all your obsessions. Vampires, we've got them. The latest blockbuster movies, they're right here. Fans and books, music and fiction, it's all at the VRO. What are you waiting for? Log on to the VRO today. www.thevro.com.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more